The United Nations Security Council voted last night to authorize military action, including airstrikes and a no-fly zone, to protect Libyan civilians against Libyan tanks and artillery of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Joining us live is David Kirkpatrick from the New York Times dispatch and team that's in Libya. First of all, David, good morning.
Good morning.
We heard earlier this morning that Gaddafi seems to have been taken by surprise by this UN action, a 10-0 vote with China and Russia abstaining. Apparently his argument that the world is with him is not really playing there in Tripoli this morning.
You mean, do you say his argument that the world is with him?
Right.
You know, it's a little bit hard to know exactly how things are playing in the streets of Tripoli because, you know, I'm one of a number of journalists here as a guest of the Libyan government, and they've decided this morning not to let us leave our hotel. I'm standing at the gates of the hotel looking out at the street face-to-face with a couple of guards. The folks, the miners and government officials that we've met around the hotel last night, I will tell you, were frankly stunned and a little bit terrified. Their government line has been that this is that Tripoli is going to be like Baghdad, that the West is just waiting for a chance to bomb the heck out of this country in order to get a hold of its oil. And many of them may believe that, which could account for some of the terror. It's going to be an interesting day here. I don't know whether we'll get to see it, but it's the day when Libyans attend Friday prayers, which is the one time of the week when they can gather as a group, and as a result, there's demonstrations and protests. My latest intelligence yesterday was that people were sort of scared and intimidated out of staging yet another protest where they might get fired upon and arrested and detained or disappeared. I don't know whether the announcement from the UN is going to change that.
Well, a supposition of a mother of all battle moments there in Tripoli. David Kirkpatrick, I know you can't necessarily be candid here, but is there any news on your colleague, Anthony Shadid, and those three other journalists who went missing in Ajdabiya?
There is no news, but we are hoping.
All right.
The Libyan government has very graciously said that they are going to do everything they can to get them out possible, and we're very grateful for that.
All right, joining us from Tripoli there live is the New York Times' David Kirkpatrick on the response to people on the ground in Libya to the UN Security Council vote to actually endorse and call for military options against Colonel Gaddafi.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.